And it's time for us to head back to the hotline to bring in our very next guest, Trevor Huth with Gas Lamp Ball, a Padres SB Nation website, to help us break down this trade between the Tribe, the Reds, and, of course, the Padres as well. Trevor, we sincerely appreciate the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we want to get right into the meat and potatoes of the deal and find out what exactly the Indians are getting in return. We've heard nothing but great things about Franmil Reyes. Of course, you look at the numbers that he's produced the last couple of years for the Padres, much-needed pop in the middle of the order for the Indians. But in your mind, why do you think he's going to be so incredibly loved in this city?
Well, for one thing, I have never seen a player so quickly beloved by a fan base ever. I mean, he got called up in 2018, and already I saw on Twitter today that a bunch of people were making top 10 best Padres ever, and Franmil Reyes is in the top 10 already. He's just a great guy, and of course, like you said, you plug him into your order, and you're getting a ton of pop there. He's going to be hitting home runs, and he's just fun to have on the field. You'll see him do, you know, a bunch of hijinks and things like that. So he's just a really great guy to have in that clubhouse and, of course, in that lineup.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We spoke with Tom Hamilton the other day, who said he brings a great presence to the clubhouse and actually kind of compared him to Mike Napoli. I thought, wow, that really speaks to it. He's really an ambassador for the game, it seems, as far as the local aspect of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I have not heard, read, seen a bad thing about Reyes. I mean, his teammates all seem to love him. He seems like he's very much taken, especially coming from overseas. He's very much taken to the American culture as well. And there's not much more to say about his clubhouse presence other than it's very much felt and it's very much missed in San Diego already.
Well, can you shed some light on this story about him singing some Whitney Houston song? Apparently there's video out there of him breaking into some Whitney Houston song. Do you know about this story?
I had not heard about that one, but it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Okay. We had kind of heard bits and pieces that he apparently at some point had broke into song here, singing some Whitney Houston song, and apparently his teammates loved it, and it seemed like the city of San Diego really got behind it as well. Well, I mean, you know, that was really the highest profile guy coming over from the Padres, and of course the Indians expect very big things from him. But, you know, prospects, always so much fun to discuss. I think for fans from the outside looking in this case, the Indians fan base only knows a little bit about Logan Allen. Now, his big league numbers weren't all that great, but when you take a look at him, what is it that makes him so special?
Well, Logan Allen is, he's got a very good fastball changeup combination. His changeup usually grades out as a plus pitch, which is always nice to have, especially with a young prospect coming up. And I mean, if you want to go with MLB pipeline rankings, he's still ranked in the top 100. So you're getting a very solid starter. A lot of guys see him as a back end of the rotation type guy at his ceiling, but I've watched him pitch a few times. I think he could break through that, and he could become a three, maybe a four. But you're talking more about a high floor than a ceiling. So you talk about the floor, you're talking about what's the worst he could be turned into, and the ceiling is obviously his top level. So you're getting a guy who's going to be productive. And that's his floor. His numbers aren't great right now, but he's shown a lot. He's had some good starts, and plus, I don't know if you heard about the whole John Cena thing that happened in his debut, but you're getting John Cena along with Logan Allen, and that doesn't seem like a bad deal.
No, that seems like a sensational deal. We love big time wrestling, as you might have guessed by playing the NWO thing to bring us back in from the commercial break. So I'm all for it, man. We're getting some more big time wrestling. I'm all for it. You had mentioned that, you know, he really kind of projects as a middle of the rotation kind of guy, at least in the immediate future here, not knowing what the Indians are looking at from a rotation perspective. Do you think in the short term he's a better fit in the pen or the rotation? Because it seems like this year for the Indians, there are a lot of things up in the air when you consider what happened with Danny Salazar last night and certainly the unknown futures at this point for both Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco.
I think you need to leave him in as a starter. And I say that when I look at a guy that you want to put in the bullpen, I'm thinking he's got two developed pitches that can play at the major league level. I think Logan Allen has three. He's got a slider that he can complement that changeup and that fastball with, and then he works on a curveball. The curveball's won't play as well necessarily as the slider. But when you talk about a guy getting three pitches and having some of the minor league success that he did, you expect him to be able to settle into a rotation role like that. I mean, I wouldn't worry too much about him starting four games. He's appeared in eight, started four, so I think he'll settle in. I think he'd be a great rotation piece.
And as we're taking a look at this right now, it's hard not to get excited about him, because when the deal was made, you know, for Indians fans, we know a lot about Puig. We certainly knew a lot about Reyes. Didn't know as much about Allen, but then doing some reading on him, thought, boy, that's a really interesting prospect. And, of course, the Padres are loaded to the gills with prospects right now. I think it's fascinating when you study him, and you mentioned the pitch arsenal, the fastball, the changeup we've heard quite a bit about. What is it about the changeup that really kind of stands out to you that's made that pitch so successful for him?
I really think that it's his arm speed. A lot of times when you have a decent changeup, it's the fact that it looks like a fastball when you're delivering it to the plate. And Logan Allen does a really good job of that, where when he throws it, it's hard for a hitter to pick up changeup out of the hand, because there shouldn't be any different spin or anything like that. So his arm's coming through pretty much at the same speed, but the grip is manipulating the velocity enough to where it should be about 10 miles an hour less on average than his fastball. And that's just hard to adjust to for a hitter.
Good stuff. Again, Trevor Huth with GaslampBall.com joining us, a Padres SB Nation website. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Trevor, you wrote a real nice piece on Victor Nova, the third player from the Padres coming to the Indians in this deal, and he is still extraordinarily young, a little ways down the totem pole in the Padres farm system. What do we know about Victor Nova?
Well, I did just write about him, so I did all this research. First of all, he's 5'9", 160 pounds, so you're not getting a huge power threat hitter like you are with Reyes or Puig, at least right now. One of the things I noted in my article was that you never know with guys like that who are that young. They could grow. The Indians saw it in their farm system a couple years ago with John Torres, who they sent over to the Cardinals, but John Torres had a giant growth spurt and grew into being a power hitter. But if you look at what you're getting right now, Victor Nova is making a lot of good contact. He was hitting .330 when I wrote this article a couple days ago, and he has good bat-to-ball skills. He's played in 64 games. He struck out 52 times and walked 48. So especially for a 19-year-old, you're getting a very mature approach and a very nice ability to put the bat on the ball. So speed is kind of his game right now. He's got plenty of steals to his credit. And so contact and speed, kind of what you're getting at the moment. But, of course, with a guy that young, you never know what he could turn into, and you never know when that can fizzle out. That's kind of a lottery pick right there. But clearly the Indians like something, and you can see why when you look at his numbers.
And speaking of his numbers, in the article you detailed this, he's having a nice year this year in the Arizona League, but that wasn't the case last year when he was playing in the Dominican Summer League. Any idea what might have changed and really caused the uptick in all these numbers across the board?
The best I can give you is it might have just been a little bit of nerves. Playing in the Dominican Summer League was his first professional experience at what it would have been 17, 18 years old, and now as an 18, 19-year-old, he's got it under his belt, and they moved him into the Arizona League, and, that could be scary in of itself, but he's performed, and a lot of times with guys like that, it can be something as easy as just being able to get hits in the first few games, and that sparks everything, and the momentum just starts rolling and rolling. And that must be something that he didn't quite get in the Dominican Summer League.
Now, it seems like the Padres are pretty happy with what they received in return in this deal. Reyes, for whatever reason, because of his defensive deficiencies, wasn't really going to fit out there. Allen, never a piece you want to lose, but I guess you have to give something to get something. You guys end up getting Trammell, a great outfield prospect, one of the best in the game. Are you guys pretty happy with what you got in return in this three-team deal?
It's quite a mixed bag. If you're asking me personally, I love what happened, because you talk about Logan and Reyes, what they could be, and if you're looking at a DH and a back-end starter, you're getting a top 100 guy, you're getting a top 30 prospect in all of baseball, and a guy who can turn into a star. So if you're asking me, I love it. I've seen kind of a mixed bag reaction because of how well Reyes has been playing and the down year that Trammell is having. But Trammell's not going to be the giant power bat that Reyes was, but he's got speed, he's athletic, He's going to play good defense. You're getting a potential star, and that's what a lot of high-level evaluators are saying across the board. And he's down this year. I personally attribute that to the fact that he's kind of changing his approach to cut down on strikeouts and raise his walk rate. So he wants to be a little more selective, and it's not quite working on the strikeouts yet, but you can see a little bit of change in the walks. And that's something that I saw noted that he was trying to do that. So maybe that's why he's hitting down a little bit. And maybe the change of scenery will spark something and he'll get right back on track. But he is a tremendous, tremendous prospect. And the fact that you gave up two guys that maybe you're not going to need or don't necessarily fit in the future, because you still have Hunter Renfroe, and Logan Allen, as good of a prospect as he is, would be sitting, I believe, fourth among the Padres pitching prospects, if not fifth behind Gore, Patino, and Adrian Morjon. So he's somewhat more expendable. So without giving away too much, you brought in a very high-ceiling guy. So I love that deal.
Did it surprise you at all? I mean, up here we were a little shocked that the Indians were able to get five players in return for Bauer. But, I mean, I think what surprised me more was the angle that the Reds took towards this, because they're getting a guy in Trevor Bauer who, sure, he can help out right away. You could debate all day long whether the Reds realistically are or are not in a wild card race. But were you surprised at this deal at all?
I was very surprised. And not necessarily by the Padres' approach, because I didn't think that they were going to be contending in the next couple of years anyway, even though a lot of the, you know, there's kind of split thought on that. But I wasn't necessarily surprised by the Padres. I was not surprised necessarily by how the Indians played it. I think that they did fantastic. But the Reds, for sure, because they're still in a very crowded NL Central race. They're still, I don't think many people are picking them to do much. You give up a bat out of your rotation, they do, or out of your lineup. They do have a good rotation, a very good rotation, adding in Bauer. But it just seemed like a move with no future, just like they did bring in Puig, though, who only, you know, had the year left. So they're certainly interesting. They're making moves that are trying to go for it. And, of course, the most interesting part of it all is that Yasiel Puig ends up in a brawl for a team that he doesn't even play for anymore. So
yeah, but it's against a bunch of guys from Pittsburgh, so we forgive him a little for that.
People instantly loved him for that up here, Trevor, man. You're probably aware that Pittsburgh and Cleveland don't necessarily get along, so people thoroughly enjoyed the idea that moments after Puig found out he was going to Cleveland, what did he do? He started a fight with Pittsburgh, or he was involved in a fight with Pittsburgh. So he has earned some serious points up here as a result. Trevor, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us today and providing some great insight on the three Padres that are now playing for the Indians, or at least in the Indians farm system. We appreciate the time very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Trevor. Again, that's Trevor Huth with GaslampBall.com. Great stuff. Check out that website, man. It's fantastic. He had a really nice write-up on Victor Nova, who, of all the guys the Indians received in that trade, I think we knew the least amount about. He provided a lot of insight on him, so make sure you check that out at GaslampBall.com.